Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There is so much going on. It's ridiculous. Come on in here to the Kia Studios and party with your boys, Rick Kamla and John Michaels. We are high above Peachtree in the Kia Studios here in Midtown Atlanta, and the popcorn is popping in the National Football League. And John just brought a tear to my eye and a smile to my face and warmth to my heart. Also a little bit of tenderness as well, John, when you told me that it looks like Austin Seferian Jenkins will be going to Seattle, maybe, possibly, hopefully. I did read this right before we came on, John. The New York Jets want him back, but they want him back at 2 years and $8 million. And I read that they are firm on they're not going north of that. That's right. What they got for Austin Seferian Jenkins. So that means, okay, he's got $8 million over 2 years on the table. He is now looking for more than that. If he can't find it, he'll go back to New York. If our Falcons go north of $4 million per year for Austin Seferian Jenkins, will you be with me or against me?
First of all, there's no way they would go north of $4 million. You don't cut a tight end in Lavine Toilolo, who was about to make $4.5 million, to go spend $4 million on a guy that, yeah, he's better than Lavine Toilolo, but he's not significantly better than Lavine Toilolo. So I don't think that'll be a move that the Falcons will make. This is one of those days that if you're on Twitter, keep the phone on refresh.
No doubt.
Schefter, Rappaport, all the guys that are out there that are going to be breaking these signings, we'll give you as much as we can. Now, again, nothing can be official until tomorrow. But starting last night was the legal tampering period in the NFL, which is why the day before free agency officially opens, you'll start hearing, as free agency opens tomorrow, this guy will sign with this team. There's already been a ton of huge deals that have been announced. Some of it is silly money, like the money that's being paid to, you know, to Albert Wilson, $8 million a year, give me a break. The amount of money that's being paid to Sammy Watkins, almost $16 million per, give me a break. There's some ludicrous numbers that are going to be out there, but this is the time the teams that have cap space start spending wildly.
So Drew Brees is going nowhere, ladies and gentlemen. 2 years and $50 million. He will be back with New Orleans. Not great news for Falcons fans as they stay whole. To John's point, we're getting going here, but there's so much news. We just got to dive in, man. Sammy Watkins, $48 million over 3 years, $30 million guaranteed, $30 million guaranteed. This is one of the worst contracts in NFL history. It's as bad. It's up there with the Albert Haynesworth contract, and I know Albert Haynesworth, I think it was a $100 million contract.
Right.
But Sammy Watkins has not done enough, nearly enough, to deserve that. He's injury prone. He's a ball dropper. He's unreliable. He seemingly always is on a different page with his quarterback. It's just a terrible deal for Kansas City. Terrible deal. And they gave Anthony Hitchens, the former Dallas linebacker, way too much money. So I don't really understand what Kansas City is doing, man. But our Falcons, so far, have been they've been quiet. Let's just put it this way. They've been very deliberate, very methodical, and very quiet. But let's go around the room. Say hello to our guys, and then we'll get into the Falcons and some tenders on some players. M.O., what's up?
Well,
good to have you back.
Normally, I would give M.O. crap for taking a three-day weekend twice in 1 week because apparently you're off Friday as well. God forbid you'd actually be here for 5 days. But I understand yesterday was a very special day in the Owens household.
7 years of wedded bliss with the bride.
Nice. Congratulations.
Hey, look, if you made that bet, you would have lost. I picked the under, too. I didn't think I'd make it this long.
Gretchen took the over, though, didn't she?
Yeah,
she had faith.
I think so. It's these big, beautiful teeth. I try to get away usually around this time of year, try to get the girls away for a weekend, because once baseball starts, there goes my summer, and I'm done. So we got away. Just down to the beach, got a little salt air in my veins, and what do? Come back with the cold. All right. Happy anniversary.
So you've been sick like four times in the calendar year.
Yes. This is one of the, you know why? Because I'm a idiot, and I don't rest like I should, and I don't drink the fluids like I should, and I don't go to the doctor and get the medicine. I just whine and pout.
M.O., you're not sick.
I am.
You're not sick.
Allergies?
Yep.
Allergies.
Zyrtec D.
Hey, I'm all doped up on some Mucinex right now.
I'm telling you, well, Mucinex is going to help, but I'm telling you right now, people, I just talked to my pharmacist the day before. The pollen is already out there,
Yeah. Okay?
So don't think I can just go outside. It's a beautiful day. Well, if you're an allergy sufferer like me, Mark Owens, Right now, you're going to need the SARS mask. You're going to need Zyrtec D. It's just where it's at. And it's going to be like that for the next month plus. But the, once the trees start budding, then the pollen hits the air, and us allergy sufferers now have a head cold.
The adult in me says, yes, Zyrtec D. But the idiot in me says, moonshine. So I will
spritzers.
I will sit there and medicine up with some moonshine instead, and just sulk my way through this one.
Mo, can you help him, please? Zyrtec D. Repeat after me.
T toes V.
I was at a we were at the beach this weekend, and the resort did have on Tuesdays only Tito's and vodka is only $2. I thought of you guys.
Nice.
Yeah.
Tito's and vodka.
$3.
How'd that go for you? How did Tito? That's a lot of vodka. Tito's and vodka. That's a hell of a mixed drink.
Yeah.
It's really not mixed at all. I love it. Sorry. Good to have MO back, man.
Well, hey, listen, Cordell, Rachel. It's good to see you guys. I'm happy to be here.
Our Prez is back, Preacher Man. Preacher Man, what's up, dude? You good this morning?
I'm good. Got a apparently we've got a meeting at noon, so we'll be gone for an hour today or so, I guess.
We still have good stuff for you in the noon hour.
We do.
I promise.
So it's always encouraging to get dragged off the air for an hour, you know, during the day.
John, what are we going to do with Preacher Man?
A Preacher Man.
What are
keeps
we going to do with this guy?
When keeping it real goes wrong. The story of Paul Bible, a radio producer extraordinaire who kept it a little too real. And the next thing you know, Preacher Man was escorted out of the building. They grabbed his headphones, his hat, and that's all he had in here. So they took him home from there.
And that's what's up.
What the f*** is going on?
The sports world never stops. So if you missed anything, Rick and John are here to tell you what's up.
What's up, Holmes?
Well, we'll start with the Falcons, although the news on the free agency market right now, a little bit quiet for the team. A few things that have happened over the last 48 hours. Bleedy Ray Wilson signed to an extension, a depth guy at corner, a guy that plays a lot of special teams. Kind of a small budget move right there. Elsewhere, the Falcons play second-round tenders on free agents Ben Garland and Rico Allen. Now, Rico Allen, to me, Rick, sounds about right. Basically, a team can come in and try to sign them. The Falcons would be compensated with a pick in the draft that's attached to that player. So, for instance, if a team comes to sign Rico Allen or Ben Garland, they would have to give up a second-round pick on top of whatever they pay for those players. Rico Allen, probably not going to see anybody give up a second-round pick for Rico Allen. But the tender is about $2.9 million, somewhere in there.
Sure.
Ben Garland, nobody's giving up $2.9 million or a second-round tender. Now, I really like Ben Garland. He's a great depth guy. He can play guard. He can play a little defensive tackle if you need. But you put a second-round tender on a guy who's basically a backup player, Rick. Do you feel that price is a little bit high?
A little bit, but not. I'm okay with it. I'm okay with this because Ben Garland was the guy that took over for Andy Levitre when he got hurt last year and did a decent job. He was in a little bit of a rotation last year with Wes Schweitzer. Of course, he was in that battle for the right guard position with Schweitzer in training camp. He's a valued part of the team. He's a special teamer. He can help out on the defensive line if you need. I'm okay with $2.9 million on Ben Garland.
A little high for me.
I mean, maybe by a half million, but I mean, it's in the range.
Oh, no. I would have given him about a six-round tender. Because I still don't think anybody was coming out to sign him for that.
Well, somebody would flip a sixth to get Ben Garland, I think.
I'm not sure. I could be wrong with that, but again, this is money that I look at and I go, all right, we got to figure out what's going on because the team doesn't have a ton of money. Speaking of money, though, let's try to give away $1,000.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
WAVE, W-A-V-E. Back in the 80s, people in the crowd loved to do the WAVE. You can text WAVE right now to 72881. Again, WAVE to 72881. It's your $1,000 national signing bonus contest word. One more time, code word is WAVE, W-A-V-E, to 72881.
Well, John, as we move on in What's Up, we can forget about the Andrew Norwell dream.
Yeah.
The guard from Carolina is off to not New York, not Indianapolis,
nope,
not San Francisco. He's going to Jacksonville. $66.5 million over 5 years. So, look, John and I said we fantasized a little bit about maybe getting an Andrew Norwell, but I think deep down inside we knew that the price tag would be too much. And this is even more than I thought he would get, 66.5 over 5. So yesterday I see the report, you know, Norwell's decision comes down to the Giants, the Colts, and the Niners. And then the freaking Jaguars get him, mm-hmm, right? Bolstering their offensive line. Tom Coughlin, who runs the Jaguars right now, What does he know? How did he win two Super Bowls? The line of scrimmage. They have an unbelievable defensive line, and they have one of the better offensive lines in football. By the way, they have an offensive lineman coach as their head coach, and Doug Marrone, who's all about the line of scrimmage. So great news for Jacksonville. Bad news for everybody who didn't get Andrew Norwell.
The highest offensive line, I believe, per year average in the NFL. Now, this is going to happen seemingly year in and year out. You know why? Because the cap keeps going up. I thought he'd get around 11. Maybe on the high end, 12 mil per, but he got 13.3 mil per. Obviously, they bolster what they want on the offensive line. Run the football, protect Blake Bortles. They do lose one of their offensive weapons today in Allen Robinson. Allen Robinson going to sign with the Chicago Bears. Robinson's a guy that wasn't there most of last year anyway for Jacksonville. They figured out how to move on without him. It was Keelan Cole. It's Allen Hurns. It's DeeDee Westbrook. Jacksonville's got weapons, and they're a team that's trying to take that next step from AFC title game to try to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Allen Robinson got $25 million bucks guaranteed. We'll get into more of that deal in a moment, but let's hit some other topics here on What's Up. God bless Kent Bazemore, man. Get well soon. He's got a bone bruise in his knee. He's going to miss the rest of the season. And don't look at this with a jaundiced eye, okay? Like, oh, it's a bruise. What the heck? Guys, bone bruises can last 2 weeks. They can last 2 months. They're very dicey. They're very delicate. They're very painful. And so there's no chicanery going on here. Bass is legitimately hurt. The team thought, Travis Schlenk, the GM, told John and Hugh this morning, they initially feared that it was an ACL injury. Mm-hmm. Thank God it's not. It's a bone bruise. He's gone for the year. Dennis Schroeder is out with an injury right now. He's kind of in a day-to-day zone. There is not much left on the chicken bone for our Atlanta Hawks. And while I feel for the guys that are hurt, the results on the court are going to behoove us come lottery time, okay? We have two teams. The Memphis Grizzlies are going to lose out. I promise you. They're going to maybe set a record for most consecutive L's. They got like 18 straight right now. They have not won a game without Tyreek Evans this year. They ain't bringing him back. So Memphis is going to be down there. Phoenix is going to be down there. Yep. By the way, we just stupidly beat them a week or so ago. So we have to stay poised where we are right now. I want no wins the rest of the year.
Very well could happen. Some other breaking news just a few moments ago, Rick. According to John, and of course now my phone locks up on me, according to John Rothstein, Georgia has offered the head coaching vacancy to former Ohio State head coach Thad Matta. Per multiple sources, the decision expected in the next 24 hours.
Well, I just don't – thank you for dropping that, John. I just don't understand the rush. I really don't. I don't understand the rush. Ron Hunter was on with Dukes and Bell yesterday, mm-hmm. the Georgia State head coach. He didn't say no. He was asked by Carl. He didn't say no. He didn't say yeah. He just said, I'm focused on my team in the tournament right now. And of course he is. So this tells me that Georgia is – the Ron Hunter is not even on Georgia's radar. If they've interviewed Matta yesterday in Athens and he's maybe going to get the job, but they're going to make a decision in the next 24 hours, that totally excludes Ron Hunter. I'm buzzkilled by that.
Thad Mata's a guy that only had 1 year where he won less than 20 games. Only once. And that was the last year. And I'm talking about at Ohio State. That was the last year he was there. He was 17 and 15. Every other year he made the NCAA except twice. He went to the NIT two other times, but every other time he was in the NCAA tournament.
I would be happy with the Mata hire. I just don't like excluding Ron Hunter from the search.
I don't like rushing. Thad Mata's not getting hired from somebody else tomorrow. We take a break. We come back. The Falcons put some tenders out there, and NFL free agency is going wild. We'll talk about that next with your phone calls on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
The Midday Show with Rick and John on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What's up, everybody? Come on in here to our midday party in the Kia Studios. And the popcorn is popping in the NFL, y'all. These deals can become official tomorrow. And some news just hit the wire a minute or so ago. Danny Woodhead has been cut by the Ravens. But, John, I want to talk about tight ends, okay? Because I just saw on Twitter the Falcoholic has an article saying our Falcons are strongly interested in Ed Dixon. Huh? And I did read kind of probably what you were talking about earlier. Austin Seferian Jenkins is, quote, extremely interested, end quote, in the Seattle Seahawks. He played his college ball up there in Washington, so probably wants to go back to the area. And obviously Sark being his coach at Washington while he was there. Some people think that's a connection that would land ASJ here in Atlanta. Of course, I don't want that, especially, again, if you're just joining us, there's a reported deal on the table for Seferian Jenkins. 2 years, $8 million from the Jets. He does not want to take that deal yet, wants more money. The Jets aren't willing to go higher than that. So that's what's up with ASJ. And in terms of Ed Dixon, I'm way less enthusiastic about, look, Austin Seferian Jenkins isn't really that much of an upgrade over Austin Hooper, and that's why I don't want it. I want an upgrade. I want splash. I want sizzle at the tight end position. ASJ doesn't bring it to us. I don't think Hooper's going to bring it to us. And I damn well know that Ed Dixon ain't bringing a sizzle at the tight end position.
No, and unfortunately, kind of what we were talking about at the end of yesterday is, at least as of right now, and again, the infancy of free agency is underway. There's a long process between now and the time the NFL draft comes around. But because of cap struggles a little bit for the Falcons, because you have, you know, signed a bunch of guys and you've got a lot of money under the table right now, until Matt Ryan's deal is restructured, their flexibility for free agency isn't there. It's going to be a lot of deals in the $2, $3 million range. Now, the interesting one, Dontari Poe the other day, and we didn't get a chance to talk about this yesterday, talked about his connection with Dan Quinn and how that could play a role in him wanting to decide where he goes as a free agent. I wonder if Dontari Poe goes through free agency, doesn't get the number that he's exactly looking for, and then maybe turns the page back to the Falcons.
Please.
That would be fine.
I would love that. We get him lower than eight. He's got to go test his value on the open market. You know, maybe he can find a $21 million three-year deal. Guess what? I'd probably give him that if I were the Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
To keep that thing locked up. Again, I don't feel like we're going to get Daron Payne at 26 in the first round of the draft. I hope we will. I don't think that's – I would bet against that. I think De'Aaron Payne is going to be in the 20s, mm-hmm. but I think before us. And in terms of Norwell now going, you know, not coming here, and we weren't even in the running. The Falcons were never mentioned in any report, any rumor at all. Falcons, Andrew Norwell, it never happened. It's just
other than my fantasy offseason.
It's fantasy talk. I don't want to, like, as I say, it's fantasy talk. I'm not trying to water down me or John or anybody else on this station who's been talking about it. That's what we do. It's the silly season. Mm-hmm. We talk about guys, possibilities. We kick the tires on things. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just that as we sit here, it was not realistic.
Right.
And I'm fearing that the Jimmy Graham thing is not realistic. And by the way, the update on him, just read this. We knew that New Orleans wants to kiss and make up and bring him back. But Green Bay yesterday was big news, has reached out to him, and Green Bay is now courting Jimmy Graham. So that is a times two buzzkill. Well, it's a times one, but if he goes to the Saints, buzzkill for us. If he goes to the Packers, buzzkill for us. Those are two of our biggest competitors.
Yeah, and Green Bay, what they've been missing for the past few years in that offense has been a dynamic tight end. You add a dynamic tight end. I can tell you now, Jimmy Graham goes back to New Orleans or goes back to Green Bay. You want to go to the fantasy football of it all, his value just goes right back up.
I take him over Gronk. I trust him to play more.
He's going
to
play. Rob Gronkowski's a guy that you know 4, 5, 8 games a year isn't going to be out there. Unbelievable when he's there, but Jimmy Graham will be out there all 16. He goes to Green Bay. Think about the weapons that they already have there on the outside with Nelson and Cobb and Devontae Adams. Now you shove him down the seam, that becomes an even more dangerous offense for Aaron Rodgers if that's to happen. Let's reset some of the deals that have been out there, Rick, just for guys getting in the car. We'll do this throughout the day. Speaking of New Orleans, Drew Brees back. I'm not surprised one bit. The little nugget that sprinkled out yesterday that he's going to potentially meet with the Vikings, Drew Brees, there was no chance he was leaving New Orleans.
By the way, I didn't even get tickled by that.
Not at all?
Not even a little bit.
Not like two hairs on the back of your neck stood up?
I'm not a Viking fan anymore. They're dead to me. Didn't even draw tickle.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the headline, Drew Brees to meet with Vikings. And if I were still a Vikings fan, trust me. Boop, swing. Okay? But that's not what happened. Okay? Because I'm not a Viking fan anymore. This is a team-friendly deal, John.
Mm-hmm.
2 years, $50 million, $27 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
Team-friendly. He's got $25 million a year coming. Garoppolo is at 27 plus mil per year. Matt Ryan, take a look. By the way, this is good news that Drew Brees is done because Drew Brees is represented by Tom Condon, mm-hmm. who represents Matt Ryan. Yes, he's rich.
Unfortunately, the difference between Drew Brees and Matt Ryan, Drew Brees had gotten his second and third contract already. Matt Ryan still looking for that third big the last big contract he will get, meaning long term, 5 years, however many million it ends up being. I think it's going to be north of both Garoppolo and Brees. Now, you look and you say $27 million guaranteed. Drew Brees is going to get every dime of that $50 million because
yes,
he will be the starter the next 2 years for New Orleans.
Yep, no doubt. No doubt. Speaking of silly money, mm-hmm. This deal was reported a day or two ago, and I did some catch-up before the show this morning. Did you see that Cameron Brate, the tight end for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, got 6 years, $41 million, with $18 million guaranteed.
Didn't they just
for
go draft
Cameron Brate?
Didn't they just go draft O.J. Howard?
Correct, sir.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to pay him in probably 2 or 3 years. I don't get that. I like Cameron Brate, mm-hmm. solid tight end.
Yeah.
Like, he would be an upgrade over Austin Hooper.
Yes.
I would love Cameron Brate
but
here.
Not at 41
but not at
million
$41 million over no. six. That's crazy. I have a hot take for you. I believe that my former team, the Minnesota Vikings, are going to be screwed in this whole process, okay? Because Kirk Cousins, I believe he's going to either Arizona, the Jets, or Minnesota. Arizona's now coming hard mm-hmm. at Kirk Cousins. They want him bad. So do the Jets. There's a decision there. A.J. McCarron, where does he go? Does he go to Minnesota? Because Case Keenum is a Bronco, yeah. according to reports. And John and I, boy, do we know NFL economics or what? We told you he'd be between $15 and $20 million per. The reports are, John, he's going to be signed between $18 and $20 million per year. That's right where he should be. And Denver said bye-bye to Kirk Cousins mm-hmm. and the Romo gene and this exorbitant contract, and they got themselves a killer in Case Keenum.
And what becomes interesting, Kirk Cousins is going to be the domino that affects every other free agent quarterback that's out there that you just mentioned. But now it also affects the top of the draft. Cleveland's gone and traded for a quarterback in Tyrod Taylor. Buffalo actually makes a trade yesterday. Cordy Glenn shipped over, some draft picks exchange. Buffalo goes up to number 12.
Yeah, super quick. Cincinnati gets Cordy Glenn, a terrific left tackle. Buffalo's number 21 and a fifth rounder. Mm-hmm. Buffalo does this salary dump. They move up to 12 via Buffalo, and they get a sixth round pick.
Buffalo's going to draft a quarterback. There's no doubt about that. Nate Peterman, that experiment lasted, one game, because that's all you needed to see to realize that Nathan Peterman is not a starting quarterback in the National Football League. They'll go draft somebody. They've made a lot of other moves. We mentioned Starlo Tulele going to go up there. You know, significantly weakens the defensive line for Carolina. They've lost two studs on either side of the line. I ask you this now, and I was talking to Mike Conti about this. Is Carolina now the worst team in this division,
Whoa.
Day one of free agency?
Whoa. I'm going to buy that. I'm actually going to buy that. And let me, speaking of Carolina, let me go back to Ed Dixon for a minute, because look, if you know the NFL, mm-hmm. you don't need me to back up my Ed Dixon opinion right. with stats. But just in case, I'm going to back it up with stats. Again, the Falcoholic, in an article, they're saying the Falcons are strongly interested in Ed Dixon. Ed Dixon's best year, okay, mm-hmm. by far his best year came back in 2011.
Yep.
His second year in the league, he caught 54 balls for 528 yards and 5 touchdowns. He literally has done that in the 6 succeeding years total. Last year, think about it, Greg Olsen is out. Some people went and picked up Ed Dixon in fantasy football
leagues.
Because
he had one monster week.
He had one monster week. Dude caught for the year, okay, 16 games. Mm-hmm. Greg Olsen missed half the season. He caught 30 balls for 437 yards and 1 touchdown. I cannot believe that our brass wants Ed Dixon. I can't believe it. I really can't believe it. If we sign Ed Dixon, all this trust I have in our front office, it won't all wash away, but some of it will.
Yeah, it's a scenario where if they sign Ed Dixon, they really are believing that Austin Hooper's going to take that next step and be a 70-catch tight end.
Good luck
because
with that.
Dixon's going to be brought in to play a run-blocking role. He's not going to be here to catch the ball. He's not going to be here to be the starter. He's going to take Levine Toilolo's job.
Hmm.
Now, Levine Toilolo was set to make $4.5 million. If they signed an Ed Dixon to a, I don't know, $2 million per type of contract as a blocking tight end, I won't be up in arms. I still want to draft a tight end in that scenario.
That's my whole point. I don't want Austin Seferian Jenkins or Ed Dixon. If we are saying no to Jimmy Graham, Trey Burton of Philadelphia, and Tyler Eifert, formerly of Cincinnati, those are the three best tight ends available. If we are saying no to them, mm-hmm. let's go draft a tight end. I don't want the second tier, third tier, fourth tier of free agent tight ends. Austin Hooper is that guy. I need an upgrade. I don't need a push. Ed Dixon's a downgrade from Hooper. Seferian Jenkins might be a slight upgrade over Hooper, but I'm talking about like a minuscule amount.
Yeah, again, you're bargain basement shopping right now because that's what you have for cap space.
Mm.
It's going to probably be re-signing guys like Rubin and Upshaw, maybe go make a smaller move and wait for the Matt Ryan contract to shake out.
Let me ask you this, John. And we're talking free agency and Falcons and binging around because the popcorn is popping in the NFL today and tomorrow. Would you rather have Sammy Watkins at 3 years, $48 million and $30 guaranteed, or Allen Robinson at 3 years, $42 million and $25 million guaranteed?
Allen Robinson.
It's a no-brainer. The Bears are winning with that. The Chiefs are losing with that.
I know that Allen Robinson's coming off a knee injury. 2 years ago, he wasn't very good. At least 3 years ago, he had elite numbers. Sammy Watkins never has had an elite year. College basketball fans, hey, join me, John Michaels and Bud Light, this Saturday at the Bird Rotisserie and Sports off Ashford Dunwoody Road in Dunwoody from 5 to 7 p.m. to watch the best college basketball games. The Ball and Brew Takeover is presented by Bud Light, famous among friends. We take a break. We come back. Slice of life next. What wouldn't you advertise? Where is the line of demarcation when it comes to what you would sell your soul for? It's coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9.
Let's get Mikey. Yeah. He won't eat it. He hates everything. He likes it.
Oh, my God. One of my favorite ads from back in the day. Thank you. Me and my brother used to quote that for decades. Hey, Mikey, he likes it. I love that ad. All right. Welcome to the Slice of Life on the Midday Show with Rick and John. It's brought to you by Shane Company. Blow her mind, not your budget, with an engagement ring from Shane Co., your friend in the jewelry business. All right, John has come up with this one, and I love it. Why? What wouldn't you advertise? Where do you draw the line? Where's this one come from, John?
We were talking about the old place I worked at, and remember the group Ashley Madison, the cheating app?
Yes.
Apparently, they had at one
time, heard about it.
They had at one time offered like big coin to advertise, and the place we worked at was like, nah, we're good.
That place said no?
Yeah, and we're talking about like mid to high six-figure advertising deals. So like,
now they get morals?
Dude, you're talking about an app that, first of all, was phony four-fifths of the time and outed how many people that were on there trying to cheat on their significant others. So that was, I don't know what, we were talking about that in the back, and I said, that would be awesome. What would we not advertise? Like, because I've told our sales staff, I'll pimp just about anything. Now, there's certain things I obviously believe in a lot more, but there are things I'm willing to pimp. You can pimp me out there as much as you want as long as it means ducats in my pocketbook.
So I've got a list of do's and don'ts. Mm-hmm. Let me hit you. This is what I could not, okay, I repeat, could not endorse. Porn. Can't endorse it. Just can't. This place, my other place, would not allow it.
Probably not.
Strip clubs. Can't do it. Sorry. I'd love to. I like strip clubs. I've already kind of been told across the street, not a good idea. So I can't do that.
So we can't do Rick Kamla appears at insert strip club name here.
Now, if our show was at Pink Pony or wherever, well, that is what it is. But me having a separate sort of deal and arrangement with a strip club.
No Rick Kamla at Giggle Bottoms, huh?
Ain't happening. I could not, John, be a dispensary spokesman. Could not do that.
It's not legal here.
It's
right
just
now,
too dicey.
So yeah.
Too dicey a topic.
Let me ask you, what if that became legal? Like in the state of Georgia, it's 100% legal, recreational use and everything.
Well,
is that different?
I don't know. It would depend on the ethical and moral compass of my bosses here across the street. All right, I would have to say no if somebody wanted me to sponsor that whole sex robot business. I'd have to say no on that.
So you wouldn't be a tester?
No. A Speedo model? Not going to work. I'm 48. I got love handles. That ain't going to work. And based on my jacked up feet, because John's big with the Manny and the Petty, I could not be a Birkenstocks model.
I would actually, if there are any nail salons around here that wanted to advertise, Mark and I both this weekend, and we disgusted Paul and Mark by Paul and Rick by sending pictures of us getting
our
feet.
Why are you looking at me in there? I didn't say anything about it.
Yeah, but it's still disgusting to see pictures of Mark or I's feet. Nobody really wants
really
to see
your feet. I just saw your fat calves. And
First of all, my calves are muscular. I'll have you know.
Big old ham hogs had to get a 2x4.
That's one of the few places on my body that I'm actually proud of. My calves, even in like 70% working capacity, are still pretty sexy, if I do say so myself.
Emo called them ham hocks. All right, this is what I would say yes to, okay? And obviously, if BMW or Mercedes-Benz or Kia came to me, that's obvious, okay? But I would say yes, John, to an adult diaper sponsorship.
You do Depends?
Yes.
Now, would you actually try to use the Depends, like, while you're at work?
I mean, if I had to put them on for the commercial that they're shooting, yeah, but I wouldn't actually use them because, of course, I'm not...
I got the squirts, boss.
Yeah, I'm not... anyway, I would promote B.I. Poo.
Now, it's time for a Colony Square bathroom update. Day 95.
Don't matter. Back to 95?
It don't matter because I got Depends on, brought to you by Rick Kamla.
So, VI Poo, I would sponsor that. Mm-hmm. I would sponsor products for ED. Mm-hmm. I would also sponsor...
Really?
Yeah, why not? I'd take that money all day. I don't have ED, yeah. But I'd take that money. Extends. Remember your
so
boy?
So you do the Jimmy Johnson
Jimmy
commercial.
Johnson. If it's good enough for Jimmy Johnson, it's
Rick
good enough
Kamla
for me.
For Extends. If you're coming up short... Take this. It's gangster.
Former NASCAR driver. She'll think it's dope.
It is.
Mark Martin used to drive the Viagra car.
There you go.
And he would do commercials for him. But if you saw the fine print at the bottom in the middle of the commercial, Mark Martin does not use Viagra.
Because he's fine on his own. Okay, three more funny ones I'm going to hit you with. I would, if KTEL came to me and they said, Kamala, we're going to pay you a hefty sum of money to promote Nickelback's greatest hits, I would do it. Beatles' greatest hits, I would do it. Bon Jovi's greatest hits, Dave Matthews Band greatest hits, all of the bands on the Creed's greatest hits. Mm-hmm. I would promote them. I would take that money and I would smile all the way to the bank.
Okay, so every man has his price.
So I would sell out on that, John. I would be a total sellout on that.
For me, it's pretty. I would not endorse a cheating app. Now that I'm a happily married man, I do have morals and ethics. As small as they are, and don't give me that look, Paul. I do have some, and I would not endorse that because you know what? You don't want to be on either side of that equation. I would not endorse anything religious or political. I don't care how much they paid me. John Michaels will not be a paid spokesperson for whoever's running for whatever party. It ain't happening because what I've realized in this business, no matter what your political or religious stance are, it's wrong to about 80% of your listenership. So just leave it alone.
Good call.
So those would I would not endorse travel to New Orleans, Carolina, or New England. I don't care how much they're paying.
What about Tampa?
Tampa's awesome. I'd still go to Tampa.
Okay, okay.
And the Buccaneers
you.
Are dead last, so who cares about them? I'm not – we ain't paying to go to New Orleans. We ain't paying to go to Carolina and the hell with New England. Matter of fact, who would want to travel to New England anyway?
Good point.
So those are the four for me. Those
okay, I like it.
Religious, political, cheating, and travel to cities that we can't stand.
When I got started in radio making like, you know, 22 grand a year, I was taking every endorsement.
You make more than that now?
23.
Okay.
I would take every endorsement they would throw at me. And I was on a top 40 station here in town. The two male hosts, they didn't need the endorsements, but they wanted somebody from the morning show to endorse it. So I was like, yes, I'll do it. No lie. I did endorsements for back hair removal, proudly. I did endorsements for a weight loss center. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they did amazing results.
Mm-hmm. We'll leave that one alone.
So I even did an endorsement.
So does the word accordion apply there? You kind of squeeze in, you squeeze out, you squeeze
suck
in.
You really hard. The after picture looks legit. And I even did an endorsement for Skinny Girl Margarita.
Nice.
No.
It was a top 40 station, a heavy female listenership. The two guys didn't want to do it. They said, will you do it? And I said, are you going to pay me? Sure, no problem. Now, as I get older, I can kind of pick and choose what you want to do. But I agree with you. I won't do politics. Like, I don't live in a neighborhood. I don't live in a high-traffic street. I had a friend of mine. She wanted to put a yard sign.
Nope.
And I was like, no, sorry, it's nothing personal. I think you're a great person. I'm sure that person's a good person. But I don't need people knowing, you know, get out of my ballot box. I don't need you to know what my politics are. That, and I'm not going to endorse a liquor that I can't drink. If they, let's say a martini comes to me and says, hey, listen, will you, you know, whatever martini. I'm like, no, if I'm not going to drink it, I can't lie and say, oh, this is the best martini ever.
You should lie away.
Dude, I will endorse the hell out of beer. And if I have to drink some, I'll shovel it in.
But see, it's like we do a lot of stuff with Bud Light. I have no problem because I don't mind. I'll drink a cold Bud Light or nine. Now, if we just get a moonshine company to come in here and do some endorsements, I'd be all over it.
Preacher Man, what would you endorse or not endorse?
Nobody wants me to endorse anything, so I'm good.
That's not true.
That's not true.
Done waterproofing.
They love you.
They endorse this segment. I get nothing from it. Now, I love the company, and I appreciate the sponsorship, but I don't get anything from it.
Okay, so we know anything gun-related you would endorse.
Oh, absolutely.
Would you what wouldn't you do? Like, is there anything that you'd say, nah, I'm good, I'm above that?
Politics and religion, you got to stay away from it. Because like you said, it doesn't matter what side you're on, you're going to offend somebody else. And it's not worth it. You got to keep it straight and narrow. I'd endorse my new Nissan that I drive.
There it is.
Gwinnett Place Nissan, I just bought that.
Nice.
What, Nissan what?
It's a Nissan Rogue.
You the man.
I love it.
No stick shift anymore for Paul.
I know, it's very strange. My left foot has nothing to do now because it just
chills,
no
right? Kind of like John on an escalator going up or down.
Pretty much.
So are you, in terms of your new ride, are you still backing into parking spots?
Oh, you know what? I got this backup camera on there, man.
Nice.
It's also I got a split screen because it shows like the entire car. So it shows the entire surrounding of the car so you can see if anything's near you.
Dunn's taking good care of you, I can tell.
Upgrade.
Absolutely.
Upgrade from the 06 Nissan?
Yeah, the 06 Nissan to a 15
Look
Nissan.
At you.
You got a 15?
Yeah.
You the man. Way to go, Preacher Man. Dude, you paid your dues in that other ride, man.
Oh, I know.
Take a break. We come back. We're going to get back to the NFL free agency conversation. What do you want as a Falcon fan? Your phone call's next, 404-741-0929 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Here we go. Welcome to the 11 o'clock hour of our Fancy Show, the midday show with Rick and John. Fancy because we party every day. Euphemistically speaking, that is at least until 2. But we are here talking NFL free agency. It's an amazing day. There's all kinds of news going on. Norwell to Jacksonville. Sammy Watkins to Kansas City. Allen Robinson to the Bears. Case Keenum to the Broncos. Albert Wilson, most of you have never heard of him. He got a bunch of money from the Dolphins. Brent Grimes staying with Tampa Bay. Cameron Brate re-signed on a crazy money deal. Breeze is staying in New Orleans. And, John, we haven't talked about this yet. We're going to get into Falcons and take calls. But Buffalo signed star Lotu Lely, formerly of the Carolina Panthers, a 5-year deal. So Carolina is being kind of gutted right now. Mm-hmm. They lose Norwell, a stud offensive lineman, and Lotu Lely, a stud defensive lineman. I like it. Good news. Bad news for them is good news for us.
It is, and we're going to make the slice of life a little more interactive and funny. Mark Owens and Preacher Man back there at Rick and John 929. You guys can tweet us or text the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line 404-741-0929. What products would you like to see each one of us endorse? Like, what would be some funny matches for Rick Kamla? What would be some funny matches for me? What would be some funny matches for Preacher Man and some funny matches for Mark Owens? So you guys tweet us and text us those.
Funny tweet, as a matter of fact, coming in from Junior Prescott. I would endorse Dos Equis to become the world's most interesting man and bring full-blown Freaknik back to Atlanta.
Yes!
Love it.
Yeah, although I'm too old for Freaknik. I would enjoy it for like about 45 minutes, and then I'd be like, damn it, I just want to get home.
Freaknik, happy hour.
When was Freaknik?
It ended in 97. It started in the 80s, and it really was big, like late 80s, early 90s. I think 97 was the last year. I got to go to one, the last one. I came down here for my spring break. I was going to college in Texas. The girl I was dating was here, came to Freaknik. It was awesome. People were dancing on cars on 285. I mean, it was just an unbelievable scene.
I think I came down here from NBA TV up in Secaucus, New Jersey, up there for 6 years. I think the year was 2008 that I came down here, John. So you're telling me I came 1 year after Freaknik? I came down here in 2008 for NBA TV. I missed it by 1 year?
No, 11 years. 97 was the last year.
97 was the last year? I thought you said it went to the 2000s.
No. I said late 80s. It started in the 80s, mid-90s, and late 90s is
so,
when it ended.
So saber-toothed tigers were roaming planet Earth when Freaknik was going on.
Yeah.
It's that long ago.
John Fricke invented Freaknik, actually.
Don't be fooled. Every now and then, a promoter will try to bring back Freaknik Party coming up this weekend. No, it's not.
They tried like 2 years ago.
But they'll put the Freaknik name on it just to draw interest to that club. But Freaknik itself is done.
Yeah. I wish it would come back. Just one weekend. We need it.
A party tragedy.
It is.
Has occurred.
Again, guys like us in our mid-40s, I don't know that Freaknik necessarily applies, although I'd love to sit back and watch some of the debauchery that goes on.
I am so excited by this report right here. The News Tribune up there in Seattle reporting there is mutual interest between the Seahawks and free agent tight end Austin Seferian Jenkins. Mm-hmm. They're reporting that ASJ is extremely interested in returning to where he played his high school and college ball, and the Seahawks are very interested in him. Boy, do I hope they just make out with the tongue and everything and get married. Rings, they can go to Solomon Brothers.
Yeah.
Or they can go to Shane Company.
Either one.
And they can get a ring. And they can have matrimony. Mm-hmm. And they can have crazy Freaknik sex on their honeymoon together. I just don't want that, dude.
No, I don't either.
And that's it. Think about Seattle. If they go from Jimmy friggin' Graham to Austin Seferian Jenkins, downgrade. I mean, a monstrous downgrade.
Here's my thing. I told you for the right price, I'd go get an Austin Seferian Jenkins. Again, the same way for Ed Dixon. You need a third tight end who's actually going to be your second tight end until you can find out if Eric Saubert develops more than just a guy that's on the team and isn't really dressing and doing a whole lot. So these are some things that you're looking at with this team, and we're going to ask a question at 404-741-0929. What do you want to see from the Falcons here in the next, 48 to 72 hours? Remember, this is the free agency period where it's kind of legal tampering. You can negotiate with guys. You can come up with parameters to contracts. Stuff cannot be signed until 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon when the official league year opens. So this is your time that guys agree to their stuff, take their names off the market. Other teams realize, all right, this player is off our list, and we move down to the next one. The team that subsequently signs somebody can realize, all right, we've got this guy in place. We need to go other ways and try to fill out the rest of our roster.
Well, you asked, and we're asking the people here, 404-741-0929, what do you want in free agency? I want money to spend on Jimmy Graham. That's what I want. Mm-hmm. That's what I want, okay? I don't know if we have it. And John keeps talking to me about, you know, Matt Ryan's contract, when they sign it, extend it, move the money around, then that'll free up cap space. What I need to know is, can you sort of spend now and go over temporarily the cap and then fix the money within the calendar year of the NFL? And as John said, 4 p.m. tomorrow, ding, 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 the new calendar year begins. Like in the NBA, you have the ability to sort of make your salary cap work before a deadline. And I'm wondering if in the NFL, you can go out and sign Jimmy Graham to a contract that right now doesn't fit with your salary cap, but based on some future moves that you will make throughout the offseason, maybe then it does fit. So I'm kind of wondering about that.
Yeah, those rules I'm not 100% on. I believe you can, only because you see teams will actually exceed the salary cap.
And then they fix it as the year goes along.
You also remember that the league, until tomorrow at 4 o'clock, the salary cap doesn't officially go up. So what you have today doesn't really matter between now and tomorrow. You're actually going to pick up like an extra $11 million tomorrow because the cap goes up. So I think you can sign guys and then make the salary cap work between now and the time that the season kicks off.
So our Falcons, they've been loosely rumored to Jimmy Graham one time by one publication,
yeah,
right?
That's it.
Mm-hmm. But we're seeing headlines about Jimmy Graham Packers, headlines about Jimmy Graham Saints. And so that, are we even in it? Is that even a possibility?
I don't think so.
Are we in fantasy land like we were with Andrew Norwell with Jimmy Graham? Are we in fantasy land?
I believe we are.
Sucks.
Again,
makes me mad, dude.
Here's the thing. You have paid a lot of guys that you've had. Julio Jones had to get a contract. Devontae Freeman had to get a contract. Matt Ryan's going to get a contract extension. You've got three frontline guys that eat up money. You spent $10 million a year on Alex Mack. Guess what? It's a damn good signing. You had to spend that. You've now are starting to look at, I'm going to have to re-up with Vic Beasley. I had to re-up with our corners and Desmond Trufant and Robert Alford. This is why we keep saying we're in the window today. Seattle had to deal with all of this, and now their window is slammed shut, and they're eschewing guys that were big parts of their run and winning a Super Bowl. Atlanta's in that window, so when you're in the window, you don't have Cleveland money. You don't have Denver money. You know, you don't have teams that have all
Jacksonville
this
money.
Jacksonville, who, you know, Jacksonville 2 years ago was $100 million under the cap and was just throwing cash to people.
Minnesota's got a bunch of cap space.
You know why? Because, A, they don't have a quarterback under contract. That's huge right there. And if they sign Kirk Cousins, suddenly their cap space, whoop.
No doubt.
It goes down. And they've got a lot of guys that are still on rookie contracts that are Stephon Diggs, baller. Ain't making much money. Adam Thielen, he got a contract extension, but not making, elite money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the defensive players still relatively cheap. You know, Xavier Rhodes, what is he, a third-year guy now? Maybe a fourth-year guy? Still playing on a rookie deal.
Rick and John here in the Kia Studios, man. And talking NFL, talking free agency, what do you want as a Falcons fan? Holler, 404-741-0929. I want a Super Bowl. So we got to connect the dots between winning a Super Bowl. How do you? You don't do that with Austin Seferian Jenkins. You don't do that with Ed Dixon, for the love of God. What you do it with nasty difference-making players. Ed Dixon has barely been a difference maker. In the second year of his 8-year run in the NFL, he was kind of a difference maker. And Austin Seferian Jenkins has never consistently been a difference maker in the NFL. Mm-hmm. He's made a play here and there. He's had a good game here and there. Has not been able to sustain it his entire career. They are not getting us from here to there. And that's why I'm just dead sound asleep on that whole thing.
But let me ask you this, Rick, in all fairness, what do we need to get us from here to there? We talked maybe 2 months ago, was this team one player away, potentially? I don't think
Jimmy Graham makes a colossal difference. He makes a Tony Gonzalez difference in our offense.
But we can't pay, at least as it's constructed right now, we can't pay this guy $7, $8, $10 million a year. Just can't.
Why not?
We don't have the space until the Matt Ryan deal is done.
But John, I love you. I'm not trying to sink your battleship. I need to know the NFL economics. That I don't know that it's that cut and dried. I'd like to think that you can make some signings now and then accordion Matt to the and make it work in the future. Again, like Arch, if you're listening and you have that advanced knowledge of NFL economics, hit us on our text line or call us.
I am pretty sure you don't have to have your cap set until the league till the season actually starts.
So then we don't need Matt Ryan extended to go out there and spend money.
It sounds that way.
And like, and again, like we're a little, look, we know a lot about a lot. We have now entered an economics avenue that mm-hmm. we don't exactly know. And I will effort that during the next break to find out.
There has to be some kind of law, or if not, teams would just go, I'm going to pay whatever and figure out the cap down the road. And I'll make cuts and do whatever once the season gets here to mm-hmm. sign who I want. I don't think they can allow it to be the complete wild, wild west.
Right, they can't, but teams aren't going to just go nutty wild and spend money irresponsibly mm-hmm. just hoping they're going to be able to make it work. You know what right. I mean, John? It's like the Falcons would have sort of a parameter of a Matt Ryan deal in mind and then extrapolate that out, fit the money in on a Jimmy Graham, and then, you know what I'm saying? They would all be pre-planned. It wouldn't just be, hey, we're signing Jimmy Graham and we hope it works out and we hope we can keep him without having to drop sure. all these other guys. That's not how, you know, $1 million per, well, I don't know what Thomas Dimitroff is making. I promise you it's seven figures plus. Mm-hmm. When you make that kind of money and you've got a brilliant mind like that, you don't make haphazard willy-nilly moves. It's all calculated and measured. But that's what I want in free agency. I want Jimmy Graham. That's what I want in free agency. I think he's a major difference maker. Dude, Gesicki might come here. Mm-hmm. And be like a prospect that needs developmental time. Mark Andrews might need – these are the rookie tight ends that we really like. Hayden Hurst, there's no guarantee that these rookie tight ends are going to come here game one and start catching six balls for 70 yards. But if Jimmy Graham is here, you can book six carries, 70 yards, and a touchdown every week.
Here's the thing. What I laid out in my free agency wish list, if everything that we're talking about is true, and I believe it is, that you can get the cap to where you want – Matt Ryan's deal is going to save you money. You're going to restructure Jake Matthews. I highly doubt they're going to let him play out this year at $12.5 million. They've already kind of said the same. Brooks Reed, the report is it's about $1.5 million off the cap, so you saved a little bit of money there as he lowered his base salary through a renegotiation. You already talked about the renegotiations that they've had with other players on the team, like Andy Levitre, that saved a couple of million bucks there. You've got the money tied up now with Ricardo Allen, restricted free agent, and with Ben Garland. So that's about $5.8 million you're tying up with those two guys. They will have some room to negotiate and move around. But my calculations, you know, again, this is just me playing dime store GM. You could add another $17, $18 million to your cap. You want to go spend it on Jimmy Graham? I'd be fine with it. You know how I feel about Jimmy Graham. He's a baller at tight end. I just don't know if that's how they're thinking. Reading the tea leaves of Vaughn and D-Led and what was said to us by Thomas and by DQ and the stuff at Falcons.com, it doesn't seem like they're going to go big move. It's going to be a lot of smaller moves to try to make the sum of the parts better than what it was last year.
I agree with you, but I don't like it. I do want to splash a move at tight end, but I agree. I think the team is going to it's going to like swing for doubles in singles instead of triples and homers.
Maybe this $1,000 will help him.
This will be a homer.
And a free agent.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
mug. M-U-G. A lot of people drink out of a coffee mug in the morning. Text mug right now to 72881. Mug to 72881. I'm a little disappointed. We've only given away $1,000 in 2.5 weeks. Morning show's giving away $2,000. I don't know that Dukes and Bell has given away any yet. Like, our listeners used to pick up cash hand over fist. Got to text MUG right now to 72881. Again, MUG, M-U-G, for $1,000 to 72881.
My pug has an irresistible mug to help you out with that, M-U-G.
Shock
get $1,000. Shock T.
Not Shock G from Digital Underground, but Shock T.
One of the cutest things in the world is watching probably a 4-pound pug at this point run across the floor. The feet are moving super mm-hmm. quick. The ears kind of pin back and flop a little bit. It'll melt you. It'll melt you. Even if you're a dude, even if you're a bouncer like John Michaels in his free time, it'll melt you. I promise you, it'll melt you.
Now, when she runs, does she have trouble with traction and like
bit,
one
yeah.
foot slides to the
yeah,
side?
Yeah, yeah. That's,
there's kind of a face plant involved. All
that. So yeah. We have hardwood floors, so there is the Scooby-Doo, where it takes a minute to get the feet working. It is so cute.
It's awesome in our house when our cat will do a drive-by and just swing on our dog. Our cat will be chilling, and Thomas will get that look, and I'll go, oh, yeah, it's about to go down. And I'll watch because it's fascinating. And Thomas will kind of hunch his back, and he'll run by and just pow, and then just keep on going.
So Versailles is our original dog, about a 7 or 8-year-old American Bulldog. John, he is finally warming up to Shakti. Mm-hmm. See, what he's realizing now is that Shakti, our little pug, is a play vehicle for him.
Okay.
And so he will go grab a toy, and he'll want to, like, you know how dogs sort of play tug-of-war with a toy? And so he'll position it right in her face. She'll paw at it and grab it with her mouth, and then he'll kind of...
He'll
yank it back, and sometimes he yanks so hard that he pulls her completely off the ground.
Nice.
It's hilarious, man, but they're getting along just fine.
Yurani and I do that every night with the remote control. Like, she'll grab it, and she'll be pulling it and yanking and pulling, and I'll try to, you know, yank her the other way.
Are feet ever involved where you just get that foot up there for leverage?
Yeah, every now and then. Every now and then. She's got short legs, though, so it's easier for her to get leverage. And she can get fully sideways and just pry that remote out of my hands. Take a call, 404-741-0929. Mike wants to sound off. Mike, who do you want in free agency?
What's up?
What's up, Mike?
Yo.
I think we should get Emmanuel Sanders, man. I don't know if that's feasible, but I heard he's up in the free agency. You think we could afford him?
No, Emmanuel Sanders is going to get some money. Yeah, the only way you're going to get him, Mike, is if you potentially let go of somebody like Mohamed Sanu.
So, John Elway, now, to Mike's point, there was conversation in questions about would Sanders and Demaryius Thomas be back with Denver next year. Now, John Elway said at the Combine that his plan was to keep both. Sanders is on a deal. He will be a free agent in 2020. Mm-hmm. He's going to make $8.15 million this year, $10.15 million in 2019. He's on a four-year, $38 million deal with $20 million guaranteed. So he's not free until 2020. We'd have to swing a trade to get him.
Yeah, and that's not
And they're not
happen.
Cutting Emmanuel Sanders.
No, and you're not going to pay that much money. Again, unless it involves trading Mohamed Sanu to go get Emmanuel Sanders, but I don't see that happening.
Right, Mike, I'm not mad at the idea.
No.
We're kicking tires on stuff.
He's a
I'm
baller.
Not mad at you, bro.
Hey, we'll continue that conversation. As Falcon fans, are you a little disappointed right now that the names haven't really been mentioned with our team? I'll tell you why I'm not next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. She'll grab it, and she'll be pulling it and yanking and pulling, and I'll try to, you know, yank her the other way.
A lot of yanking going on in the Kia Studios here. Rick and John talking football. What we do, and free agency is roaring right now. John's going to hit you with some news in a second. This bums me out because the Eagles just got better again. They signed Haloti Ngata to a one-year deal, and Haloti Ngata is definitely at the end, but he is still a plugger in the middle and still a viable player. So the rich get richer, and our Falcons – just talking with you, Douglas, I'm like, you okay with the quiet offseason? He's like, yeah, I am, because this team is so close to winning a championship. They're a contender. And I'm hanging my hat on that right now. The dude played. The dude knows what's up. Mm-hmm. But so do me and John. And I just feel like I need more. I just do. And John, I don't need frivolous, irresponsible, instant gratification. That's not what I'm looking for here. But I need something. I see all these other teams moving and shaking and getting better, and then I see us. We're talking about Ed freaking Dixon? Come on, man.
Also, let's look, though, and this is why I'm not as upset as I probably should be. The teams that are spending all this money are the teams that had monster cap space. The Bears just made another move.
Who'd they get?
They went and got Trey Burton from the Philadelphia Eagles.
There you go.
4 years, $32 million.
So I'm not mad at that.
I'm not either, but Jimmy Graham's probably looking at $8 million per for Trey Burton and going, yeah, I'm not signing for less than that.
I would give Jimmy Graham that contract right now. 4 years, $32 million, sign it up. You'll finish your career in Atlanta, and then you go off to the Hall of Fame.
I'm not sure.
I would give him that deal right now.
I'm not mad at that deal. I'm not sure if Jimmy Graham takes that deal. His agent's going to look and go, wait a second, Trey Burton had like four good games. I've had a monster career.
If I'm Jimmy Graham, I definitely take that here in Atlanta, because you have 4 years of stability.
Mm-hmm.
You're coming to a great team. You're coming to a contender. You know, you're back in division. You can get back at the Saints who traded you. I think it makes a ton of sense. I would give Jimmy Graham 4 years and $32 million today.
Like I said, I'm not mad at the number at all. I just think if I'm Jimmy Graham and I'm his agent, I go, wait a second, I'm only 30 or 31 years old. It's not like I'm 38 and I'm right at the end. And I go, Trey Burton's had, like, I don't know, a couple of plays and a couple of games. I've had a couple of careers. You know, look at me, what I can do. I played in a run-happy offense in Seattle. You put him back here, or in Green Bay as rumored, or in New Orleans as rumored. Think about the numbers that Jimmy Graham could put up in one of those offenses. I'd say the base is 70 catches, 775 yards, and 7 or 8 touchdowns.
I agree.
That's the base number for Jimmy Graham.
All right, so I get intrigued when teams make multiple moves. So the Chicago Bears have picked up Allen Robinson, formerly of Jacksonville, 3 years, $42 million, 25 guaranteed. John has just dropped Trey Burton, now going to Chicago, 4 years and 32. So Trey Burton for sure will be their starting tight end and a major fantasy sleeper. There are other wide receivers. They have Cameron Meredith, Josh Bellamy, who dropped the ball to help us win in week one, Kevin White, the top 10 pick who's been hurt the entire time, Marcus Wheaton, and that's it. So Allen Robinson, for sure the number one receiver. Here's the thing, though. They need to take a wide out in the draft because none of the guys that I just mentioned do anything for me. You have Mitchell Trubisky, who needs weapons around him. You've already got a killer running back in Jordan Howard, Tariq Cohen behind him. So the Bears, to me, their offense is a good second receiver, a developmental guy from the draft away from being enticing, intriguing. Yeah, I don't think they're going to take over the world, but they're going
to
be better.
Well, and that, a lot of that depends on Trubisky, but you'd like to think throwing to, you know, he was thrown to a collection of stiffs a year ago. Now all of a sudden you have some guys that can actually scare you a little bit. Robinson can play. Trey Burton, for what we've seen in the limited reps that he's had in Philadelphia, he can play. He's got kind of that, he's got that wiggle. He's got the ability to go down the seam and catch the football. Those are good moves for Chicago. But remember, Chicago's coming from, what, they're picking second, third, fifth, somewhere in there. I forget exactly where Chicago picks.
I don't think they have a pick because of trading up for
Trubisky. Yeah, you're right.
I'll have to look at that. But I don't
I'm pretty sure that's why Cleveland has the fourth pick.
I don't think they have a high pick. By the way, the Bears are kind of confusing me a little bit with the Trey Burton thing because I'm looking at their depth chart. Adam Shaheen, who people love, and I watched him play last year. He's big, thick, Gronk light type of guy. I think they spent a second-round pick on him last year. They go and give Deion Sims, formerly of the Dolphins, 3 years and $18 million 1 year ago at this exact time, and now they give 4 years and $32 million to Trey Burton. Now they're super deep at tight end, but you don't really need three tight end.
Now,
so that's a little weird to me.
And here's the thing. Sims is a blocking tight end who is not very good catching the ball. Burton's going to be the guy. All right, we may split you out some. You're not going to be an inline guy. You're going to be a guy that gets a matchup advantage against a backer or a safety, and you better go catch the ball.
It's a good call. Sims is 270 pounds, 6'4". More of a blocker than a catcher, but they're paying $6 million for a blocking tight end. That economics doesn't work for me. But for the Falcons, John, if we don't get Graham, we didn't get Norwell, okay, we're not going to make a big splashy move. Well, then don't get a common tight end. So that's all I'm asking right now. If you're not going to go make a splashy move, then don't.
Chicago picks eighth, by the way.
They have the eighth pick?
Yeah, okay. And the mock that I'm looking at right now, you knew who they'd have them taken?
Hold on. I'm going to say one of the Notre Dame defensive offensive linemen.
No, they actually haven't taken Calvin Ridley out of Alabama.
Ooh.
Boy, you throw Calvin Ridley in that mix.
Ooh.
Ridley and Robinson and Burton and Jordan Howard. Yeah, yes, please.
I like it a lot. That would be that would start to become a little bit of a sexy offense. I got to be honest. But of course, we have a sexy offense. We need it sexier, though. Rick and John here. We'll take your calls. 404-741-0929. Falcons fans, are you frustrated that it's been rather quiet so far? Does that frustrate you? Do you get it? Again, just talk to Hugh Douglas. He's shrugging his shoulders. It's all good, man. Mm-hmm. This is a championship caliber team that's knocking on the door. They don't need a lot. And while I agree with that, John, that tight end position, I know how important it is in today's NFL, and I just feel like in the NBA, you can get away with not having a great power forward right now. You can't. It's all about 1, 2, and 3, point guard, shooting guard, and small forward. You can't suck at those positions in the NBA right now. And obviously, John, everybody we talk to about college basketball, what do they say is the most important thing in the tournament?
Guard play. Absolutely.
Okay? My point is, in the NFL, I think tight end is essential. I think it is imperative. You can't have a grab blank tight end. Look, we had a minus at the tight end position last year. When you take the whole of the whole thing, you got, you know, Kelsey and Casey, you got Gronk in New England, you got Jimmy Graham doing his thing in Seattle, you got all these guys, Tampa Bay getting great production out of Howard and Braid, guys getting production out of the tight end. We got 49 balls and drops out of Austin Hooper and nothing behind it. It's not enough. It's just not enough. You need 70, 80, 90 balls caught by your tight ends. Okay, in today's NFL. So I just need an upgrade at that spot, John.
I'm not mad. I look last year, Cameron Brate, 48 catches, 591, 6 touchdowns. Austin Hooper had what, 50?
Well, but time out. He's splitting time with O.J. Howard.
I get that.
And so Austin Hooper wasn't, splitting time with Toy Lolo a little bit, but that's a blocking thing. But Tampa Bay has two guys they throw the rock to. So those number, I wouldn't evenly, that's apples and oranges to me. Well, like if
and
Hooper,
let me look at, I'm going to look at O.J. Howard just for argument's sake.
I bet he caught 38 balls.
Probably in there. He had 26 catches for 432 and 6 touches. So they got 12 touchdowns out of the tight end position. 12.
What did we get? Two?
We got three out of Hooper.
Maybe one out of Toy Lolo?
Toy Lolo might have had
did
one
your,
or two.
Oh, that's right. Your boy Sembrello didn't catch that stupid pass they threw to him in the end zone.
No.
Remember that play?
Yeah, I remember that.
I love that play.
That was your play.
Could they throw that play away?
Levine, Toy Lolo, in the Jets suite? He had one touchdown.
So we got four touchdowns out of our tight ends.
Yeah, they had 12.
Not even close to enough.
No,
it's
got to
be
not.
That's got to be, out of your collective group, that's got to be 8 to 10.
The difference with Hooper, though, and Brate, you're not paying Hooper nearly what they're now going to play Cameron Brate, well, which is way overpaid.
We agree that it's a garbage contract. Tampa Bay fans, we don't apologize. You're in division. But 6 years, $41 million, $18 million guaranteed for Cameron Brate. So if you want to, like John and me hate the Sammy Watkins contract, mm-hmm. 3 years, $48 million, 30 guaranteed for Sammy's bum butt Watkins?
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Here's the thing, Rick. I'm not mad, though. I kind of expected this in free agency. Yeah, I put together my fantasy, what it was. I really only had one big deal for the Falcons. Everything else was re-sign your own, get a lower-level guy. It's kind of what you anticipated. Restructure and free some space down the road to get guys like get Debo re-signed, get Devondre Campbell re-signed, Vic Beasley, guys like that. Let's go to the phones, 404-741-0929. Jordan's out in Kennesaw. Jordan, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. I wish it'd warm up, but other than that, I'm doing okay.
I agree. I hate this cold weather.
Yeah, I don't get it. But anyway, I think, that they still have a strong team. And I think that they have a lot they can build around as long as they keep Matt Ryan around, which I don't think should be a problem. But other than that, I think we should be fine. Of course, Tevin Coleman, Tevin Coleman leave the backup running back?
No, Tevin Coleman's still here. Not going anywhere.
Okay. I read something. I thought where he was leaving or going free agent.
Jordan, thanks for the phone call. Thomas Dimitrov told us that Tevin Coleman will not be traded. Now, will he be a Falcon beyond 2018? We don't know that, but he will be in the fold this year for our Falcons. John, let's bang out Jelly here real quick. Hey, Jelly, join the party with Rick and John. Hi, Jelly.
Hello.
What's up?
Yo, what's up?
Yeah, I'd say Jimmy Graham. If we're able to keep the getting, I'd take him. I know it's going to be probably a hit in cap, but I'd take him to make every Saints fan pissed off.
Yeah, to anger Saints fans would be great. I never once bought the Drew Brees going anywhere, and he obviously didn't. He stays with New Orleans. But if we snatch Jimmy Graham from under them, that would be pretty cool, because the latest rumors are that very well could happen, or him going to Green Bay, and I don't like either one of those scenarios.
John, we screw three teams if we get Jimmy Graham: the Seahawks, the Packers, and the Saints. And the Seahawks aren't really a competitor of ours anymore because they stink. They're on the way down. They've broken up the Legion of Boom. But the Packers are loading up for what they think's a Super Bowl, okay? The Saints are loading up for what they think is a Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
okay? They're at the top.
Yeah.
They're in the pecking order. They're at the top of the food chain right there with us. And so if we get Graham, that makes us that much better and them that much worse.
Yeah, the Saints really feel much like we feel like we're a catch from Julio or somebody away from playing in the Super Bowl. The Saints think that they're a bad tackle away from being in the Super Bowl as well.
No question about it.
So
and Green Bay thinks they're an Aaron Rodgers injury away from
yep.
the Super Bowl.
I still think Green Bay, I get it, Aaron Rodgers is coming back, and we own the Packers, so I'm not really concerned with them. The Packers still got a lot to fix defensively.
They do. There's no question. If they get Jimmy Graham in Green Bay,
mm-hmm.
oh, my God.
Yeah, their offense is going to be lethal.
Aaron Rodgers is just the master at finding that, especially in the red zone. Like, Jimmy Graham probably have 12, 13 touchdowns if he goes to Green Bay.
Very well could. Hey, don't forget, you could join 92.9 The Game, V103, WAOK, our family, on Thursday, March the 15th. That's this Thursday as we host the second annual Unity Game. It'll be Hawks and Hornets at 7:30. $5 of every ticket for the game purchased through Hawks.com/Unity will be donated to the United Way to benefit the Thomasville Boys and Girls Club and M. Agnes Jones Elementary. You don't want to miss it. For tickets to the Unity Game, go to Hawks.com/Unity. What Big 12 coaches are on the hot seat? We'll break that down next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
This is the College Football Cheat Sheet on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, so we're going to get into the college football cheat sheet here in just a second, but if that report is true that Kirk Cousins is likely to sign with the Vikings, then, John, Denver gets their QB with Keenum. The Vikings get their QB with Cousins. The Browns got their QB and a half with Tyrod Taylor. The Jets would still need a guy, and the Cardinals would still need a guy with A.J. McCarron really kind of sort of being the last big name out there. I don't consider Sam Bradford and Teddy Bridgewater like, oh, yeah, I'm yeah, here we go, right, with Teddy B?
I'm not even sure that anybody wants Sam Bradford with the knee condition.
I did read that Buffalo has a little bit of interest in him, and they obviously have a vacancy, but it feels like they would want Bradford as more of a backup and then draft a rookie. So, anyway, that's what the quarterback carousel looks like right now.
Here's the thing with that, and assuming that Kirk Cousins goes to Minnesota, how much does that change the top of the draft? Okay, Cleveland. Tyrod Taylor, to me, is not a long-term solution, but I don't know if then you have to go draft a guy with the first couple of picks, number one or number four. You may be able to wait to the top of the second round and see who shakes down the tree. Giants, do you go ahead and then, if Saquon Barkley's gone at one, draft your quarterback of the future, or do they go for a need right now? If I'm then, I then draft a quarterback of the future if Barkley is not there. Indy's not taking a quarterback. Denver, you'd have to assume now, is not going to press to draft a quarterback.
I agree.
With Keenum, you know, probably going to be your starter for the next year or two, and you still have Paxton Lynch to potentially
and Chad Kelly.
And Chad Kelly to develop. That puts the Jets at number six, maybe in a really nice position to not have to do anything but wait for a quarterback to fall and maybe get their pick of three or four different guys.
And it's interesting for the Giants if they decide to go with a rookie quarterback. Now, and you have Eli Manning, a lot of the – Sam Darnold ain't trying to sit this year. Josh Rosen ain't trying to sit this year. They're plugged-in guys that I've talked to and listened to. They think Josh Allen needs to sit on the sideline and be groomed and get up to speed as an NFL QB. So maybe Josh Allen would be the guy. But let's talk college football, brother. It's our college football cheat sheet brought to you by R.S. Andrews. Keep cool. Get an R.S. Andrews Precision AC tune-up. Another way they make you smile at rsandrews.com. John, we're talking Big 12. Coaches on the hot seat. Who you got?
I only have two. I could not come up with three coaches that are truly, to me, on the hot seat in the Big 12. But let me go through my reasoning. Oklahoma, no question. They're not firing Lincoln Riley. Gary Patterson, Mike Gundy, the coach at Iowa State, Matt Campbell. I don't think Bill Snyder, Tom Herman, Dana Holgorsen. And I know Baylor, you look and go, all right, Matt Rule's record was horrible. He turned down an NFL job. He's not on a hot seat at Baylor. The only two coaches I have on the hot seat. Cliff Kingsbury should have been fired at Texas Tech. 30-33 in his years there. This is a program that likes to fashion itself sort of middle of the road in the Big 12, compete on an every 4 or 5 year basis when he gets a great team together. They're dreadful right now. Texas Tech is in the, you know, the bottom. They were 6-7 a year ago. He's a sub 500 guy. I think Cliff Kingsbury, the seat is red hot for him.
There's no question about it. And having both Nick Shimonick and Kiki QT in John's College Fantasy League last year, I watched every game that Texas Tech played, every single game. I know more about Texas Tech football than most of the analysts covering the Big 12, okay? John's right. I can't stand Cliff Kingsbury's play calling. He's got to be the smartest guy in the room all the time. So there are these opportunities where you've got obvious situations, but nope, he'll go the other way. Like John, on 3rd and 3 from the 4 yard line, and you run the give to the fullback, the first man through, and he gets stuffed, of course, and you have to kick a field goal. And then John, so many times their field goal kicker, I don't even know his name, one of the worst in college football last year. Yet Cliff Kingsbury kept coaching as if he had Adam Vinatieri at kicker.
Right.
Right? I mean, these 37-yarders, these 45-yarders kept trotting this guy out. He'd shank it every time.
His best year at Texas Tech, his first year, he went 8-5. Since then, Rick, 4-8, 7-6, 5-7, 6-7. That's blank poor.
So I'm with you. He has the hottest seat in the conference. I'm going to turn up the heat on Bill Snyder's seat. Bill, do you not love your family? Do you not have grandkids running all around your backyard with all the money that you've made on your estate there in Manhattan, Kansas? Do you not like your wife? Do you not like your sons and daughters and grandkids? Go home. Beat it. What are you doing? Your team's going nowhere, bro. They named the stadium after you. If you're not a College Football Hall of Famer, you will be. Go home. Enjoy the rest of your life.
Not happening. Here's the thing with Bill Snyder. They tried, and I don't know that they tried. He retired, sort of left back in 2005. He went 5-6 that year. They brought in a guy in Ron Prince who was dreadful.
Your boy.
Kansas State went back to being what Kansas State was pre-Bill Snyder. Since Bill Snyder's came back in 2009, they've made a bowl game every year except for 2009. 7-6, 10-3, 11-2, 8-5, 9-4, 6-7, not good, 9-4, 8-5. Kansas State's not winning national titles, but to win between 8 and 10 games, Bill Snyder can coach until he's no longer living, and he's not going anywhere.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, his seat is ice cold. Nobody there in Manhattan's trying to get Bill Snyder out of a job, but I'm sitting here in Atlanta, and I'm a ricey, edgy sports talk radio host, John. Mm-hmm. And I'm ready for something new there at Kansas State.
Hey, his first bowl game back in 1993, what bowl did he go to?
Orange Bowl.
No, they didn't.
The Weed Whacker Bowl.
Pretty close. The Copper Bowl, which I don't think exists anymore.
I know.
There was a Poland Weed Eater Bowl.
I know.
Yeah, I think it was in, I'm not sure where it was. Who cares? One of those sponsors.
So, look, I don't think that the seat
is... I've been to Louisiana.
I don't think the seat is hot on these guys, okay? Lincoln Riley is going nowhere, and Mike Gundy is going nowhere, but there's a lot of pressure on these guys, okay? So the seat isn't hot, but the pressure between the ears and between the headset... is there, okay? Mike Gundy says goodbye to James Washington, most notably Mason Rudolph, and Marcel Aitman. Do you remember, if you were in fantasy, mm-hmm, and James Washington and James Washington didn't catch the TD, and you're like, who the hell is this Aitman guy getting in every week? Well, Aitman's about 6'5", 6'6", and can go get it. And I saw him at the combine, and he's going to be a nice NFL player. And then Oklahoma, they lose all these guys, right? Mm-hmm. You lose Mark Andrews, you lose Baker Mayfield, and so but most notably, John, Lincoln Riley, new QB, make it work. Mike Gundy, new QB, make it work. So there's a lot of pressure on those guys and those programs right now to keep it going when you lose legendary QBs, college style, and Rudolph and Mayfield.
The only other coach I have that's on a hot seat, and the only reason he hadn't been fired is, quite frankly, nobody cares. It's Kansas head football coach David Beatty.
Who?
David Beatty.
David Beatty.
Or Beatty, however you say
it. I didn't know his name.
Guess what his career record is at Kansas?
How many years?
3 years.
3 years. I'm going to say, how many games do they play a year? 12?
Usually 12.
Or is it 11?
Yeah, 12.
So he's 36. I'm going to say 6-30.
You wish. 3-33.
Shut up.
He went 0-12, 2-10, and 1-11.
He's got a win per year?
They won exactly one game in conference. That was against Texas in 2016.
God.
And I think that's the game that got Charlie Strong fired.
You know that's true. Yeah. Wasn't that the first time Kansas beat Texas since the Model T was on
roads? I was
going to
say since Kennedy was in office.
No, wasn't it like 1920s
maybe,
or 30s?
Yeah. It had been a long time.
It was like before World War II.
Yeah.
My mom and dad weren't even born yet.
It's the first time they beat him since 1938.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
My parents were born in, 42 and 44.
Guess how much money
like
he makes per year.
Who?
David Beatty, whatever his name is.
I'm going to say low dough. I'm going to say $450,000.
He makes $1.6 million.
Stop it.
I am in the wrong. I right now could go 3-33, literally picking plays off of Madden at Kansas. Kansas, you could hire me for 500 GER right now, and I will come go 3-33. We're going to schedule 4 slappies every year and then get steamrolled in the Big 12.
It's insane.
Or 3 slappies.
It's insane. I don't like the programs that are so imbalanced to basketball and football.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. Jayhawk basketball is everything.
Right.
It is. Like, there are people even outside of the state. It's just a huge deal there in the heartbeat of the Midwest. But to let your football team just become butt rotten to the point that, like, flies are buzzing around it, it's so stale. It's like that black banana in the corner of the counter in your kitchen. Come on, man.
Dude, I would go hire that high school coach that doesn't punt on fourth down. That's the guy I'd go hire if I'm Kansas. What does it matter? You went 3-33. I'm doing something completely grab blank. We take a break. We come back. You heard this guy yesterday. Really good interview with Brendan Haywood, breaking down the college basketball tournament, breaking down a lot of stuff next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Dukes and Bell. After
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.